Businesses will throw open their doors to customers under the new traffic light framework next Friday. But as the nuts and bolts are being worked through, there seem to be more questions than answers. The government's confirmed today the Verifier app businesses can use will be optional, which means the printed paper versions could be widely used without necessarily having it checked against ID. Emma Hatton reports.
It sounds simple enough.
What we need is people to be vaccinated, download their pass, and then they're ready to go.
Next Friday, the traffic light system will be in full force, allowing those with two shots a wide berth and those without less room to move. The system relies heavily on businesses like gyms, bars and hairdressers being able to identify the vaccinated, giving them the confidence to let people in larger numbers. However, COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins admits the practicalities don't stack up.
Stopping absolutely everyone and verifying everybody to a strong standard would mean a photo identification and the use of the Verifier app. That's not going to be practical.
Next Monday, Cabinet will decide which regions enter the traffic light system at red and which ones at the less restrictive orange. No one will start on green. Tony Crosby runs 14 hospitality venues across the South Island and has been fielding calls from operators all day. He says how the weekend after will pan out is anyone's guess, with businesses not even able to start preparing based on what setting they'll be operating under.
My biggest concern is, how do we control the customers? You know, the venue, 300 people in on a Friday night, and we're all trying to get in the door, and they're trying to put their scan in to see whether they're vaccinated. And on top of that, they need to put the photo ID has to go with it as well. So we don't know if that person's legit or not.
However, Jacinda Ardern doesn't think fraud and non-compliance will be a major problem.
Keep in mind the vast majority of New Zealanders are vaccinated and will have legitimate access to a vaccine pass. For those who may be highly motivated to try and create a fraudulent pass, we've got mechanisms to be able to demonstrate when that may have occurred.
If it does become a problem, the rules around using the Verifier app could change.
I think it's unlikely we would require that people use the Verifier app, you know, for every single person who might be coming into their premises. But we may say, you know, if we need to, we always have the ability to say that they should be checking a certain proportion.
And adding to the confusion, official advice on the Ministry of Health website says visually checking a pass isn't enough and scanning a pass is the only way to guarantee authenticity. The National Party says the new system makes no sense, with party leader Judith Collins saying compliance at all levels will be difficult because people simply don't understand what's required of them.
Why is it that yesterday the hairdresser would be able to do your hair for you, but tomorrow they're going to have to check your vaccine passport? So people need to have a logic and a reason for things, and if they understand those, then they will generally comply.
Businesses are also digesting a new tool today that will help them assess whether or not they will need to mandate vaccinations for staff. While it was released today, it won't actually be ready to use for a few more weeks after the new system comes into effect and with Christmas just around the corner. Kirk Hope from Business NZ says while it's a good tool, it would have been great to have it earlier.
So it is slow, and I think that's unfortunate, and it will create confusion for businesses.
While people and businesses around New Zealand grapple with the impending changes, the necessary legislative changes will now go through Parliament. Tonight, the legislation making vaccinations mandatory for a range of workforces will be passed under urgency.
And that was Emma Hatton reporting.